Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 7th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now, we have in studio with us CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Hello.
Hey, Terry. Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you.
And you brought in a new friend.
I did. I have with me today Brian DeWitt, who is our campaign chair this year. Does his day work at ERCO Worldwide.
Yeah.
But really has been spending a lot of time with us at United Way, is a board member, and, you know, has been spending time helping us promote the campaign. So I'll let him give a little intro background and what brought him to United Way.
Brian, I appreciate you joining us, and I really appreciate what you put into our community, being a part of the United Way, whether it's a board member or now in your new role as a chairman. I'm curious, get to know a little bit about you. Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I've grown up in Wisconsin Rapids my entire life, lived here, kind of seen the struggles in the community as the paper industry kind of went away or dried up in the 90s. So I've just seen the good that the United Way does in the community. And the benefits, you know, they bring benefits to over 30 partner programs. So I'm just, you know, excited to be involved, excited to, you know, be a contributing member of the community.
What was one of the first things that you got involved with the United Way?
Well, early on, you know, when you're first starting your career, I mean, take part in the employer programs.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my first introduction to the United Way. But then just over the course of the years, finding out all the programs that they interface with and help. So
we've gotten to meet a couple of chairmen over the years, you and I, Terry. And one of the common themes is this is usually how it starts. It starts with maybe the donating from your paycheck or something. And you kind of follow that. We tend to follow our investments. And you see all the things that money does, all the impact that makes in our community.
Absolutely.
And that kind of intrigues you a little bit. Maybe you want to be involved a little bit more. And before you know it, Terry's making you the chairman.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a very gentle ask. I mean, it's a gentle arm twist.
Yeah.
Right.
Brian, when it comes to this position and going forward over the next year, what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, just to have a successful campaign, you know, kind of bring awareness to the struggles in our community. One of the things that the United Way does is they look at, there's the federal poverty line, but there's also this thing called the ALICE line. So that's asset limited, income constrained, but employed. Mm-hmm. And what it is it's a line that takes a look at reality and looks at rent, what people spend on average for food, and says, okay, the federal poverty line is too low. This is our actual poverty line. And believe it or not, there's over 40% of homes in Wisconsin Rapids and Wood County alone that fall under that line. Mm-hmm. So just kind of exemplifies what the United Way can do and the number of folks that they help.
We work over at ERCO. Mm-hmm. ERCO and the United Way have worked together before, of course. We see ERCO sponsoring so many different things in this community. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to many people over there, though.
Sure.
It does seem like it's something that's in the almost the bylines of ERCO that you guys really believe in putting back into the community.
Absolutely, we do. And one of the things I do as part of my job over there is I'm involved in some of those social contributions, our donation activity. So, yeah, we kind of take pride in being involved in the community. You know, we want to be good stewards and just help people in our area.
Why did you want to take this position? Was it the arm twist or did you really want to? No.
It fit nicely with the role. You know, honestly, as I started at ERCO, they asked me to get involved. And since I've been involved, it's become a little bit of a passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I get to see different aspects of the community and, like I said, the different good that the United Way does in the community. So, you know, if I ever leave ERCO, I would still stay involved just because, like I said, the United Way is an important cause and does a lot of good.
Yeah, it seems like, too, one of those things where when you get involved with it and you start realizing all the things that they can do, well, I want to make an impact on my community. Where can I do that best?
Mm-hmm.
The United Way.
Absolutely.
You want to be able to hit more, as many things as you can with one target.
Yep.
You know, that's the United Way. They're so good at that.
Absolutely.
Terry, when you are looking for a campaign chair, what is one of the main things that you are looking for?
A weak arm. I'm just kidding. Just teasing, Brian. You don't have a weak arm. I'm just giving you a hard time. You know, honestly, a couple of things. One, primarily, is I mean, you just heard Brian, right? Like he could just put me out of business, right? Like he's very well versed in really, and that's good. That's a good thing, right? So care and commitment to the community is really a big deal. And then of course, it's very helpful when an individual has been a donor in the past, mm-hmm. right? Because you kind of get that, and not just what we're doing with the money, but you're willing to personally invest. And so that has to play into the equation of being the campaign chair. Also, you know, before when you were talking about, you know, ERCO and their social responsibility mm-hmm. and being part of community, ERCO has been in our top three campaigns for a long time. And when I say top three, I'm saying like total dollars raised, you know, and it's not a huge workforce. I mean, it's 100-ish people. And so, I mean, when you think about that, we certainly have larger employers, but what it shows is just the level of commitment to community and specifically to United Way. So not only does Brian have to come out with me and, you know, do all this kind of fun stuff, and, you know, you should ask him about his first campaign presentation because it was a really big one.
Yeah, that's coming up.
So there's that. But then there's also, you know, kind of the responsibility of that person who is our campaign chair is often the lead within their company, mm-hmm. right? So there, you know, there's also that lift of running the campaign within their own organization and making sure that it's successful and big shoes to fill at ERCO, which, you know, Brian easily was able to do last year. And we, you know, look forward to continuing to see that growth opportunity as it pertains to ERCO specifically, but then community wide, you know, what can be done to increase participation and how can Brian sharing his message of why he and his wife and family, you know, why they are committed to United Way and how that might translate to you. You know, what is something that Brian might say or mm-hmm. I might say or any other future campaign chair might say. One thing that's really fun, so this is my 16th campaign mm-hmm. and I have had fabulous campaign chairs the whole way through. And one time we had a campaign chair because of health reasons have to back out like very last minute. And I just had this group just rally and be like, okay, we're stepping in, you know, we'll do mm-hmm. it. So, I mean, we've always been very blessed with a strong campaign chair or team. But it's really fun when it's somebody who grew up here.
Yeah.
Because already, I mean, one day, Brian's mom said, hey, you know my son. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, so that's really cool.
That is really
but
cool.
Last night I was at the Kiwanis because they presented United Way with a check. And someone there said, oh, good choice on Brian DeWitt. So that's really, it's really fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? When it's someone local. And mm-hmm. I also grew up here. So, it you know, everybody knows everybody. And, right. and that's, but that's cool, you know, mm-hmm. to just see because now those people who sometime in Brian's, you know, years of life that cross paths. And mm-hmm. so there's a connection. And I think that makes a difference too.
Well, especially when it comes to not only knowing the area and the people in the area, but the concerns and really the mission of the United Way, of whether it's Alice or it's some of the other things we talk about from time to time, whenever you join us, Terry, it's knowing, having an insight that not everybody has to this area. I think that's very helpful, too. I'm curious, Brian, you knew the United Way, you were a donor for the United Way going into this. As you are approached about this position and you're learning more about it, are there things that the United Way does that you weren't even aware of?
Oh, gosh, yeah. There's out of the 30 partner programs, I would say that a good majority of those programs I wasn't aware of. You know, you look at like Career Closet on Baker Street, just this little tiny space where they're doing clothes for people that are going into the workforce that can't otherwise afford clothes. I didn't even know they existed. Mm-hmm. So until I was part of the United Way, that program was, you know, non-existent to me. Yeah. And there's all sorts of other programs in the community like that that I didn't know they funded. You look at the dental through Aspirus. It is the only clinic in our area that provides dental care to folks on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And it's such an important program because otherwise these folks would be underserved or not served at all.
Mm-hmm. And Brian's a smart guy. Brian's been involved with the United Way for a while as a donor and all that. You're in the know. You're from this area. And mm-hmm. even you didn't know everything the United Way does.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been in a similar boat, too, when Terry and I first started talking. And I thought I knew. My mom is a huge fan of the United Way. I thought I knew everything. There's at least two or three programs off the top my head I could think of that I didn't know until Terry told me about them.
Yeah.
So it's so important when Terry joins us, when we're talking about the United Way at any of these programs, it may seem sometimes like, well, we knew about that already. Somebody didn't. Right. There's something out there that somebody didn't know because you guys cover so much. And it's a good thing how much you cover, but it also makes it our job to make sure that all these things you guys out there are aware of.
It is. It's the blessing and the curse, right? Yeah. So we try to be very specific and driven in the areas that we support. So mm-hmm. when we think about education, financial stability, health, emergency food and shelter. So those are kind of the categories. Yeah. But then when you get into the depth of it a little bit, it's like we want to be able to serve as many programs that are addressing those goals as possible. But that also makes it sometimes hard to say what we do, you know. Yeah, So as much educating as we can do in opportunities like this, you know, with public information, we have a fabulous quarterly newsletter that you can get by mail or mm-hmm. in your email, you know, where we try to cover these things in a way that, you know, we're not always just repeating and summarizing, mm-hmm. but sometimes you have to, right? Like you got to bring it back to the beginning, like you said, because we might know about it mm-hmm. or every, you know, 50% of the people might know about it, but 50% don't. And so that is, can be a challenge mm-hmm. for us, is just really educating on, you know, like Brian referenced, 30 programs. Well, 30 programs is a lot, but those are the programs that we help to fund. But then there's also the work, you know, internally that our own staff is doing. We have 10 different initiatives. We've got the 2-in-1 program, volunteer mm-hmm. centers. So there really is a lot of, you know, as wide as we are, we're probably equally as deep. So mm-hmm. it can be a challenge.
Yeah. Brian, what is something that you're looking forward to over the next year when it comes to being the chairman of the United Way?
Just the interaction with the community, talking to people that I haven't talked to before, just getting out there and letting people know what the United Way is about and what they do in the community. You know, the other thing I would mention too, Terry kind of touched on some of the other programs. Check out the United Way's website. So Google United Way of Southwood and Adams County. They've got some great features on there. You can volunteer. You can see what the 2-in-1 program does. It's a really nice site, and it's a good way to get some more information.
It's an easy one to remember, too. I got to be honest, like uwswac.org. Like, it's just so, it flows so well. It's an easier one, too. It is a fantastic website. I'm very right about that. Terry, what is in store for Brian? What are some of the duties that this job entails?
Are you trying to scare him?
A little. No. I'm curious.
Well, okay, so front-end stuff that we've already done, right? So, you know, we do an introduction in our newsletter. We, you know, ask Brian to serve. If they're not already, we ask the campaign chair to serve on our board for at least the year that they are the campaign chair. Brian's already a board member, so that, you know, that fits. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we identify someone who will serve as campaign chair but isn't serving on the board. So that's another, you know, commitment, I guess, that we ask of our campaign chair. We had a campaign volunteer training, which Pam, you know, from Civic Media team was able to participate in. And that's, you know, really getting out and talking about what's with individuals who coordinate company campaigns mm-hmm. and helping them understand with a little more depth what we're doing mm-hmm. so that when there's questions. So that's kind of the starting stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now we are into campaign presentations where organizations and businesses will invite us to come and speak to, it could be their whole team, like we did at WRPS last week, mm-hmm. or Port Edward Schools. We've already been there as well. Or it could be we have an upcoming one with Aspirus, and that's their leadership team meeting. Mm-hmm. So it's all of the department leads, you know, come together for a meeting, and they give us some time to do that. So we're going in talking about the importance of giving to United Way, the importance of helping if we're talking to just a small delegation, you know, what they can do to help garner more participation within their organization. So, you know, we're really out talking in the community and then, of course, doing things like this, right? Just general mm-hmm. awareness around campaign. And, you know, in addition to that, Brian can promote United Way, mm-hmm. you know, fabulously, as you've heard, but do that, you know, however it makes sense to do that amongst his own peers and with mm-hmm. other opportunities. Brian also sits on the board for the Mid-State Technical College Foundation. And so, you know, sometimes there's folks there that he's rubbing mm-hmm. shoulders with that, you know, when it's appropriate, of course mm-hmm. we don't, you know, we stay in our lane, but when it's appropriate, I mean, Mid-State has a fabulous campaign. And so mm-hmm. with Brian's leadership on the United Way side, how does that translate to what's happening at Mid-State as well? So, you know, really between now and the most fun thing, and that's why we save it till the end, mm-hmm. is we have our sweepstakes mm-hmm. prize presentations in December. And so Brian's also invited to come do that and give mm-hmm. people $1,000 checks. I mean,
that just got
it's really
amazing.
Painful.
Yeah, it's got to
and, and then our campaign thank you celebration, which happens in early January, you know, mm-hmm. which is an opportunity to showcase individuals. Like we showcase all of our leadership level givers, which is $500 or more to the campaign from a household, but then also community cornerstone partners, which is, you know, companies at different levels of giving. And so just saying, you know, hey, ERCO, hey, Domtar, you know, whoever you are, you know, thank you for giving at this level. Mm-hmm. And that's something, you know, that the campaign chair really, really gets to do.
So we got to talk about this. You mentioned Brian's first campaign, first time that he did this or whatever. How'd that go?
Really well.
It went well.
Yeah.
So I got to say, it's the first time I've spoken in front of that many people.
Yeah.
900, to give an idea.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's so a good number right there.
Right.
That's...
Yeah. So when I was told, I was a little nervous at first. Like I said, you know, United Way is a good cause, so I wasn't afraid to get up there. But... Yeah.
He did fabulous. So here's the thing I like about this. I'm glad that we don't have to lead up to it. I'm glad it's always first. So it's Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. They're in service. They bring everybody together in the Performing Arts Center, and if needed, in overflow in the cafeteria at Lincoln High School. And I mean, and it's like really a rip the Band-Aid off, right? Here you go up on stage, and you hope the lights are down so you can't see people.
Yes.
Well, they were kind of up this year, so like you could see that it was full. But no, he did fabulous, and I've heard nothing but good from, you know, WRPS employees who might have been there, been part of it, with the message. And I mean, that's the idea, right? Like tug at somebody's heartstrings so that they see why they should be part of United Way.
Speaking with CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, along with Brian DeWitt, 2023 campaign chair. And I'm very glad that Brian is busy with ERCO, with this campaign chair. This is his first time in radio, everybody, and he sounds amazing. He sounds great.
I know you and I are done.
Yeah, we're done. Like Brian's going to be running the shows from now on, everybody. It is campaign season. I wanted to get into a little of that with you, Terry.
Yeah, so, I mean, here we go, right? Yeah. Like, we officially always say we kick off on September 1st. I think a lot of companies right now are in the organizing phase. Typically, there's not many that get done other than schools, because that makes sense. We can get in front of those audiences. But typically, not till after Labor Day, you know, our company's kicking off. But there's a lot of... organization and planning that's going on now, and then we're getting out and talking with people as we can. We also dropped our most of our mailings last Friday, but there's another mailing that goes out yet this week. And so I think the really big thing this early on in the campaign that I can say is feedback that we get of why someone doesn't give is not always, but often, I wasn't asked. So if you're listening, consider yourself asked. Even if you didn't get something in the mail, things change so quickly with the postal system, with, you know, lists that we have and that kind of thing. And we try to be really smart and cost effective about mailings and how we're reaching people. But we do know and we understand that sometimes it just doesn't happen, right? And so I think that's, you know, being only in week one, that's the best feedback that I can really throw out there is, you know, if you haven't been asked, you're not part of a workplace that has a campaign, you didn't or haven't won't receive something in the mail for whatever reason, you know, we still invite you to engage and be part of this process. You can give in a variety of different ways. You could give through payroll deduction at your workplace. You can give if you visit our website at uwswac.org. You click on donate, and you can see all the ways that you can give. We have PayPal. We have Venmo. We can do ACH withdrawals, because sometimes someone retires. Maybe you've given $20 a paycheck forever, and you say, you know, I kind of want to keep just doing that. Could you just take, you know, $40 a month out of my checking? They just fill out a form. We can do that. You can write us a check. You can drop off cash. I'll come pick it up. We will do, you know, we want it to be as easy as possible for the donor to be able to continue or start giving. So why give? Your donation combined with everyone else's donation has the power to impact 20,000 individuals here in our community. None, not $1 of your individual donation leaves the community. So James, you say, hey, I'm going to donate, you know, $52 to the United Way. $1 a week. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a starting goal that we have for folks who haven't been donors, or mm-hmm. or maybe they want to increase, you know, they're under that. But to qualify for our sweepstakes, it's $52. So we kind of just throw that out there. $1 a week. Mm-hmm. You can find it. Well, when people used to carry money, remember when we carried money? Yeah. Like, you can find that in the couch cushions.
Right.
Or in your car floor, mm-hmm. or, you know, something. But so $1 a week. And that's, you know, really the goal. But when we combine all of that, we're talking about raising about $625,000 and impacting 20,000 people. Jeez. Nowhere else can you do that with a donation of $1 a week. Mm-hmm. Nowhere else can you make that impact.
Yeah, especially and then you put that microscope in a little bit closer in your own neck of the woods.
Exactly.
And certainly this is the case with United Ways around the country. Anywhere you're listening to us, we encourage you to back your United Way. We're a little biased around here about our own, but it don't mean we're wrong. Our United Way is so strong and does such a great job in this community. When you are looking to make the most out of your investment, this is it.
Absolutely. And if you say, you know what, I'm just really, really, really passionate about hunger, mm-hmm. you can indicate that. You can say, I want it to go to the food strategy area, right, mm-hmm. instead of just to the general campaign fund. So you as the donor have the ability to do that and do make your, you know, charitable giving and your community investment through United Way, either in general or to targeted areas. Do you want to just touch on sweepstakes since I brought that up earlier? We do have a sweepstakes. If you give $1 a week, you qualify. And the way that sweepstakes is possible is through sponsorships. So we have 5 companies who sponsor $1,000 each. So this is not coming out of campaign funds, mm-hmm. because sometimes that question does come to the surface. So those companies are Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. So each of those gave $1,000 to say, you know, we want to see more donors to the campaign. And ultimately, that's what this is about. So if you are a current giver, if you increase your donation by $26, you qualify. If you are not a donor or you're under the $1 a week, get up to $52 and you also qualify. And we give those out the week before Christmas.
Yeah, that's nice.
Super
fun. Yeah.
It's a great way to do it. So it is a really, really good idea. And one other just, you know, unique thing that we have this year is we do have a match from the Legacy Foundation of Central Wisconsin. And this is a match to the first $500,000 to the campaign that will go into our endowment. So it doesn't go to the general campaign. We still need to raise that money in the community like we always have. But the match will go to our endowment, which the income and earnings is used to offset any fundraising costs that we have. Mm-hmm. That's what gets 100% of your dollar back out into the community. So this is a huge opportunity year for us. You know, we've been, I don't know, kind of sitting on our hands a little bit since COVID. Not we United Way, but just in general, reluctance. The economy has not been friendly to people. We're asking you to scrounge up that $1 a week because probably everyone can do it.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit more painful for some than others, but we really just encourage you to think about friends, family, neighbors in need and support United Way.
Yeah. When you're looking at donating to something, why are you doing it? You're donating because you see this as a cause. You see this as something that you care about that you think needs attention. Maybe you're also looking at it as the big picture and the impact that it can make in the future. You can't ask for more than that. All the above just covered with $1 right there. How many things in life can you do that you can't even go to the dollar store anymore and get things for $1? it's pretty cool. It's pretty impressive. And it's one of those things that I agree, Terry, not only can everybody do, I think that more and more people want to do. And I think that's why it was really important to what you were giving us before about the different ways you can donate. It's kind of funny, too, I have to say as a side note, my mom loves Terry. And I had a question specifically for her that I was supposed to ask, and she already answered it. That's how good Terry is. Nice. I was going to ask off air, but she was wondering about retirement and if she could still be able to donate, and she was curious about that. So I think that not only is that information we should get out there for more and more people to know, but thank you also for it. By the way, you and my mom cannot talk. It's hard enough handling you. I already have a hard enough time. I don't need you partnering up with her and my whole life changing.
Well, now that I don't see her at the library anymore, I don't know. I'll have to seek her out at the grocery store.
It's important stuff to know for those wanting to give and wanting to put into, and this is an investment. This is you putting into this. This is a, yeah, you could use all the terms you want, charity, et cetera, et cetera. This is an investment. And so, quick example, the Imagination Library. It's something that I do every year. I've been doing since Terry and, first brought it to us, and it's important to me. That is $30 that I don't look at as $30 that I'm donating. That's an investment. I want our future stronger. I want our kids to be able to read better. I'm not doing this just to be nice. I'm doing it because I want a better future. I believe in this. Well, it's stuff like that.
And where else can you get a year's worth of good quality books for $30, right? I mean, like, you know, it's return on investment as well. I was going to say bang for your buck, same thing. But it, you know, the our return on investment on that is just it's exponential, and we really can't even hardly measure it, right? Like just making sure that kids have those resources of their own.
Yeah.
Not that they have to go get or that they get from somewhere else, but that they have at home. So it's priceless.
It really is. And unwordable, which is tough in radio because you really got to, you know, got to talk. Terry, thank you so much for joining us. Brian, great to meet you.
Yeah, you as well.
Really thanks, do appreciate James. The time. If you want to find out more, go to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great way to follow and find out what's going on in your area. Thank you both for the time.
You bet.
Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.